promise of the Savior, the seed of the woman. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The promise of a Savior. How sweet those words must have been to fallen man. The seed of the woman. Stripped of their glory, shaking with fear, crushed and cursed by their sin, amidst one terrible night, a light sprung up for Adam and Eve, our fallen first parents. Their terrible night was going to be ended. Not because they deserved it to be ended, but because of God's matchless free grace. Damnation was the curse of those that broke the law. But the promise was a lifeline to our fallen first parents, sinking in the dark and troubled sea of their own iniquity. That Adam believed the promise is evident. For the fallen woman who ought to have been a vehicle of death, he didn't call her such a name. He called her Eve, the mother of all living. Note the word living. Adam's faith triumphed over the fall and put its trust in the unfailing promise of the God who cannot lie. Listen to this parting thought. We cannot close with Christ without a promise, and we must not close with a promise without Christ.